So we'll go right in 229. So
there we go. Yeah, let's talk about a few parts of it.
Yeah, we wanted to just give you a little bit of an update on some recent park events, some of our real key events in the park system. First one was the Fort Sisseton Festival, which was June 4th through the 6th, which is a really significant event that's been around for a long, long time. The event at Fort Sisseton has a real neat event. It's got a lot of things going on. It takes a lot of staff and resources to pull that one off. And it's just a really neat event to get people up there to see the fort, enjoy the fort, and see a lot of cool events and activities that are going on there. But, the purpose of the festival there, obviously, is to promote the history and the culture of Fort Sisseton there. That fort was established in the 1860s and has gone through some cycles of deterioration and restoration. And right now, the fort's in a state that is as good as it's ever been. And we appreciate the festival as a way to get people there interested in the fort, and we can continue those preservation and education efforts moving forward. But this year, there was just shy of 9,000 people that attended that. Just 8,897 people that were put in there to attend that event. And that's a good number. I don't know if that's a record number, a full record number or not, but I know that's a great number. And the weather was a little warm and a little sticky there, but I do think it was a good weekend overall. We have 250 camping units that come there and stay there as part of the event. 41 rendezvous tents, which equates to about 1,000 people for those particular events there. And just and some of the events that take place there, there's an 1860s baseball tournament, which is kind of a recent but really neat event where there's some folks that actually have teams that represent various frontier forts. And they play according to 1860s rules of baseball. I believe they involve not wearing gloves. You can't use gloves, and they use a kind of hard rubber ball, and then you also can't catch the ball in the air, so you have to catch it on the first bounce and then play the ball. So, but yeah, and then they play in full, military wool uniforms, and I believe even the umpire carries a sidearm on to take care of really spectators, and then a little bit of theatrics that are injected into the game as well. But I heard it's a really neat activity there that's been part of the fort. So there's also a hands-on history camp as part of the fort, various performers and entertainers, a special exhibit on the Boys in Blue with the Grand Army of the Republic, and then, of course, just getting tours of the facilities and the buildings there is always a hit for that event. And something new in the last couple of years was the Fort Sisseton mobile app, where we have an actual app that people can either kind of track and learn about the fort, on their phone, either at the event or anywhere in the world to kind of follow some of the things and the activities that are going on at the fort. And it's a lot of good activity with that mobile app as well. So overall, great weekend at Fort Sisseton. A lot more good events that are happening. The other event that took place here in June was we had a Mickelson Trail Summer Trek. As you recall, going back to 1999, I think it was, when we had the grand opening for the Mickelson Trail, there was a trail trek that was part of those festivities on the grand opening. And they've done an annual fall trail trek ever since. And huge event, very popular event. When we opened registration for that event, it filled up within days. So it's very popular, very limited, though. Availability to get into that event. So this year we thought we would try an additional summer trail trek that might open up more opportunity for folks to do, kind of a 3-day ride of the Mississippi Trail, where it kind of breaks it up into three manageable day segments, and then allow people who either can't get into the full event or doesn't work out for them another opportunity to enjoy that type of ride there. And also, we decided to do this event on a weekday, so this might help people with motel availability, and also maybe inject a little bit in the local economies during the weekdays when things are a little bit slower. So So we thought we'd give this a try. And this year we had about 246 participants in that event, which was print and staff, but they were very happy with that number because you know, there was a lot of time to market it and get it out there in all the publications. But huge interest in that again, and they expect that number to grow significantly. So I'd say that the overall evaluation that was very promising, and I expect that that will continue to take place in years to come. So some upcoming events in the park system is coming up. Again, back at Fort Sisseton, you know, there's always good things happening there throughout the year. The Harvest Festival will take place September 18th. The Haunted Fort activities will be around the Halloween time frame, and then also the Christmas at the Fort is a big event which takes place in December as well. The Northern Fort Playhouse, which is a theatrical cooperation we have with Northern State University, is there to put on some productions there. At the Fort has two plays going on in the next three weekends here in July. They have one play on Friday and then the other one on Saturday. So they have productions of Oregon Trail and Don't Hug Me will be taking place every weekend here for the next 3 weeks at Fort Sisseton. Here in the Watertown area, there's some good educational efforts based on what's called Operation Adventure that happens at Pelican Lake. We've also brought Hopper Beach into that thing where on a Wednesday at every month, there's various activities and programs to help get people outdoors and learn about new skills like archery or kayaking or photography or those kind of things. So here at Pelican Lake, they're right here in Watertown, and also Hopper Beach, there's one good program going on there as well. And then some of the other events that are happening, the Good Earth Sunday afternoon concerts will continue through July here, sponsored by Schulte Fiddlers there that helped sponsor concerts there. It's been a huge hit, a lot of folks taking in those various artists and musicians there on Sunday afternoon. The Adams Homestead Nature Preserve will have in their homestead celebration on August 4th. Then the fall, obviously there'll be the fall Mickelson Trail Trek on September 17th in the Custer State Park Roundup, which is kind of our granddaddy in the mall, September 24th. So much, much more going on beyond that, but I thought I'd just take a few minutes and highlight some of the events that happened here in June and are coming up.
All right, any questions for Al? So Buffalo, Rob, is scheduled for the last week of September?
September 24th, yes. It is.
What do you think of that? All right.